There are shocking new details being reported today from journalist Bob Woodward's upcoming book. He has tapes of President Trump saying he knowingly downplayed the coronavirus when he knew how deadly it was.
And we're also following the Justice Department's move to take over the defense of President Trump in a case involving decades-old sexual assault allegations, which means taxpayers could be paying his legal bills on that. Our political strategists join us, and this week we have Alice Stewart, the Republican. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Robin. Great to be here.
And nice to see you. And Bill Press, the Democrat. Hi. Nice to see you too, Bill.
Hey, good to be back with you, Robin. Hi.
Yeah. And Alice, I want to start with you. This President Trump legal case is not about the alleged event, the claim that citizen Donald Trump sexually assaulted the accuser, author E. Jean Carroll, back in the 90s in New York. This case is about how, while president, Donald Trump called her a liar when she made the accusation publicly. So it's a lawsuit she is suing for defamation. Now, Attorney General Barr says since while that accusation of defamation happened while the president was in office, it's within his jurisdiction. Let's listen.
The law is clear. It is done frequently. The little tempest that's going on is largely because of the bizarre political environment in which we live.
But Alice, as you know, some law professors are disagreeing. You've got University of Texas law professor Steve Vladek saying, yes, the DOJ has to represent all employees accused of doing something wrong while in office. But Vladek then writes, how does a decades-old charge have anything to do with Trump's role as president? Doesn't this give the whiff again that William Barr is simply protecting this president and not serving justice, and that taxpayers are going to be stuck with the legal bills when he does that?
Well, if you want to find the president at fault in everything that he does, I could see where you might come across to that conclusion. But the truth is, when we have an allegation of this nature and an ongoing investigation, the best advice is to simply not comment. However, with the president doing so, I do think the comments have been inappropriate. But Barr's actions.
Which ones? Which ones? The comments that she's a liar? Those comments?
Yeah, absolutely. He should just not comment on any kind of ongoing inquiry such as this. But to Barr's defense, he does have the legal jurisdiction to step in. Justice Department involvement in a case like this is routine. And as Barr has said, the president is shielded in this regard. Federal employees are shielded with regard to comments that are made while they are serving in office, even if the allegations and the actions happen prior to them taking their official duty. So there is legal precedent. There is outline in the Justice Department guidelines for Barr to take this action. So I think he was justified exactly in doing so.
Well, Bill, I want to get your opinion on that, but it also is interesting that it comes now when we're finding out that one of the reasons that the Republican campaign coffers are so low is that President Trump has been using them to pay for personal legal expenses for him and his family. Your thoughts?
Well, first, I've got to say, routine, really? I invite Alice Stewart or anybody in the White House to give one example where U.S. taxpayers have paid to defend someone who's accused of rape years before they ever took public office. This is not routine. This is unique. This is outrageous. And I think the question that we all should be asking is, why would Bill Barr do this? Why? There's only one reason why. Because Donald Trump told him to, because he's trying to get this matter buried so there will not be a court hearing before November 3rd. That's what it's all about. And unfortunately, Bill Barr has really disgraced, if not destroyed, the Justice Department. Its reputation for independence and integrity is gone. It's going to take a long time to rebuild, because Bill Barr considers himself the replacement of Michael Cohen as Donald Trump's personal attorney. And the Justice Department, he just uses now as a law firm to defend Donald Trump. And finally, to your point, Robin, I find it very amusing that the president yesterday said, I might shell out $100 million for my reelection campaign, but he can't afford to pay his own legal bills. Well, guess what? As a taxpayer, I don't want to be paying Donald Trump's legal bills.
Bill, you mentioned getting the matter buried. You know, it's already buried in some of the mainstream news publications today by some shocking details from Bob Woodward's new book about President Trump. He had private conversations early in the pandemic and said, President Trump did, that the pandemic was deadly and far more serious than the flu, which is not what he was saying publicly. CNN is playing some clips of Woodward's interviews with Trump. Let's listen.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
I wanted to play it down. There were so many people dying as they in some cases didn't take the virus seriously. Bill, what does this mean for the campaign, these revelations?
Well, I think it's very damaging. First of all, let's realize Bob Woodward is a great journalist. 18 on the record interviews Donald Trump gave Bob Woodward, and we've got the tape. So this is not something the White House can say. Trump never said that. He did say it. We just heard him say it. At the very time after the president said, remember, well, maybe one case, maybe 15. This is nothing. It's never going to happen here. I mean, people were dying across the country. The president was downplaying it. He still downplays it. And now we know that this is what I find so shocking. At the time he was downplaying it publicly, he told Bob Woodward that this was five times more deadly than the flu. And publicly he said, this is just like the flu. So he deliberately misled the American people, which I think you have to say resulted in thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of lives lost. And, you know, Joe Biden is trying to say that this election is a referendum, among other things, but maybe principally on how Donald Trump responded to and handled the coronavirus.
Alice,
I think this makes it happen.
I take tremendous exception to the comments that these deaths are the result of this president, when there are a lot of the tragic deaths as a result of coronavirus that are the result of state legislation and actions that mayors and governors and local municipalities put into effect with regard to closing down or opening up or requiring masks.
But what so about these revelations in the Bob Woodward book, Alice?
Look, I think it's concerning. It's concerning. But I will say this, regardless of how he felt privately back then, I'm more concerned about what he's doing publicly now and putting a high priority on getting a vaccine and getting it tested and getting it to market and working to work on contact tracing, working on opening up safely schools and the economy. Because while there's a tremendous health impact from this pandemic, there's also the economic and the emotional and educational impact. And I applaud him and the administration for working
Alice,
on the overall pandemic.
Hang on one second. I just got to say, he is holding rallies where people are not socially distancing and most of them are not wearing masks. Isn't that what he's doing now also, Alice?
Absolutely. And I don't agree with that. I think if you're in a public place, you should be wearing a mask. You should social distance. But, you know, it's their individual prerogative on how they want to engage in behavior or associating with other people in public. I personally try to avoid any kind of situations like that.
I'm going
to
jump in now. No, it's my turn. Well, hold on one second, Bill. You can hold your thought and bring it back, because I do want to see where this technique of the president's of, you know, meeting people, where it's gotten him. Where are we in the race? The new NBC Marist poll, Alice, shows Joe Biden with a 9-point lead in Pennsylvania and leading Trump by nearly 20 points when it comes to likely suburban voters. So, you know, Bill, on the other hand, are you concerned that Joe Biden isn't pushing back hard enough on President Trump's messaging tying him and Democrats to social unrest and gun violence in cities like Portland and Chicago? You take it, Bill, and any thoughts that you still have about
the
COVID?
I just have to comment. Donald Trump is still downplaying the coronavirus by holding these rallies like he did in Florida yesterday, like he did at the White House during the convention. He even told a White House reporter this week to take off your mask.
Is that hurting him, do you think?
Possible.
Do you think that's...
Yes, I believe... Well, I think it's certainly not helping him, and I think he's setting the worst possible example. And I salute the mayors and the governors who asked people to wear a mask and asked people to social distance and take those precautions. Back to where the race is today, Robin. I'd have to say, you know, look, a lot of people critical about Joe Biden staying too long in the basement and now just starting to get out. But I checked this morning, the Real Clear Politics average shows Joe Biden, I'm not overconfident here, but at this point, up 7.3% nationwide.
And he's up in every battleground state.
So
got to give Alice the last word. Alice, is the president's message not working?
It is. If you actually look at the numbers, the top battleground states as listed on Real Clear Politics, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, North Carolina, Arizona, Joe Biden is only up by one percentage point in these polls. He was up four percentage points just a month ago. And the fact that this is a narrowing to such a degree at this key stage of the game goes to show that the momentum is certainly not in Biden's favor.
Well, I just want to give us some numbers. Real Clear Politics. Quickly. Pennsylvania, 4.3. Wisconsin, plus 7. Michigan, 3.2. Arizona, 5.7. Joe Biden's leading in the battleground states.
That is Bill Press, the Democratic strategist. Alice Stewart, Republican strategist. Thanks to both of you.
Okay,
thank
guys.
Thank you, Jeremy.